Hello, hello, my friend. Oh boy, I am so excited to bring you this episode. I actually can't believe I'm actually saying this, but we have moved into our cottage on the lake in New Hampshire for the next 6 months, and I am coming to you from this little dock that is not even in the water anymore because it's been stored for the winter. But it is a glorious day here in early March. No, what am I saying? Early November. Boy, it's been a blur of a year, hasn't it? But the reason why I'm coming to you unscripted today is because this is something, this meaning living on in a house on a lake, has been something I have been intending for the last 5 years. I mean, I'm talking about intending pen on paper, you know, several times a week for the last 5 years. And I want to come to you raw, as these morning messages are. They are raw. My raw experience, my raw dreams. And I want to encourage you to not stop dreaming. Do not stop dreaming, intending, manifesting, believing that you can manifest. Without dreams, my friend, we will just continue on same old, same old. Even if you have everything in the world that you could possibly need, without dreams, we leave our lives to chance. I'm telling you, 5 years ago, when I wrote down these three intentions, I had more, but these are the three that I recall. One, to sell my home. Two, to sell my business. Three, to move to a house on the water. I wasn't specific as to where or how, but those were my intentions. And some days I just, you know, as I wrote them, I just shook my head and I thought, how is this going to happen? You know, I'm knee deep in a business. I'm knee deep in a house and stuff. And how am I ever going to have that home on the water? And here it is. And here I am. And I want to encourage you to have that same conviction, the same dedication to your intentions every single day. What are you dreaming about? What are you dreaming about? Now, I have new dreams. Of course, this is a 6-month rental, right? So in May, I'm kicked out. I got to find another place to go. But for right now, my goodness, it is so sweet. Don't let anybody stop you from dreaming. Get clear on your dreams. What is your heart's longing? Even if it feels outrageous, write it down. Write it down every day. Start to believe in your body and your mind that those dreams are possible. This is the way intentions work. This is the way we manifest. So I come to you from this dock on a lake in New Hampshire on this unusually warm November day. It's not March, by the way. It is November. I can remember that. And I encourage you to put pen to paper and get going on understanding your dreams. To get clear on what you want from your life, this precious gift of life. How would you like to spend the rest of your life? Where would you like to be? What does it feel like? What does it look like? Ooh, the wind's picking up. And if I can be just a little whisper in your ear to say, go write them down. It may not manifest in the way that you expect, and I had no expectations of what this house on the water was going to look like, and here it is. In such an unusual way that it came to us, but it doesn't matter. Put your dreams down. Hey, if you're daring enough, send me one of those dreams. Find me on social media, message me on Facebook, email me, hello@carabradley.net. This is the way I want to live the rest of my life, dreaming, intending, and manifesting. I'd love to do this with you. Thank you so much for listening. Check out the details, my friend, because I am continuously updating those links. And I would love to have you jump on board with my Mentally Fit webinar, or to just jump in and find out more about my mental fitness protocol. Have a great day. Be well.